The Center for Strategic Studies for North Africa, CESMA, has organized an international gathering in Tunis to study the legal means to sue Israel at the International Criminal Court for the recent massacre in the besieged Gaza Strip.
In terms of the legal analysis, it is clear that all Palestinians, and particularly Gazans, are victims of war crimes while they are under siege.
The Palestinian delegation stressed the need for unity between all political actors in the occupied territories.
We must materialize the Palestinian unity and the Palestinian reconciliation in every corner of Palestinian land, in the West Bank, Gaza Strip and Al-Quds. We must stand united to face the politics of disunity that Israel and the U.S. have created to avoid the enforcement of the international law.
Former American Justice Minister Ramsey Clark slammed the Israeli attack, which killed children and ruined Gaza infrastructure.
Now we've seen this incredible assault on Gaza. They're deliberately going in and just smashing down the buildings and killing the people and ignoring every value of every civilized people in history. The children's lives are worthless. 500 children dead for no reason.
Many foreign MPs declared their support for an independent and sovereign Palestinian state.
On October the 13th, the British Parliament is going to be discussing a motion of recognition of the Palestinian state, which of course I will strongly support.
Despite the air, sea and land blockade of Gaza, Palestinians and the freedom-seeking people of the world are determined to end the Israeli occupation. 200 experts, lawyers and activists from 40 countries are in Tunisia to evaluate the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories following the Israeli war on Gaza. Participants asserted that Israeli soldiers and authorities must be held accountable for their crimes against innocent civilians. Adnan Sherwishi, Press TV, Tunis.